Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for spending some time with me. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget all the other things you can do, including listening to thousands, count them thousands, of archives of past shows that we've done, including those with our good friend and our guest this half hour, Ms. Karen Kerrigan, the chairman and the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen has been with me now since she was with me the second week I was on the air. She was a guest on the show, and she's been with us ever since. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Good. You make me sound like a true small business owner, the only operating officer. You know.
Well, you've had all the jobs.
True.
No, I know you've got a lot of other people there, folks. But she has had all those assignments. But you remember, like I remember, when I founded my organization, when you were the accountant and the janitor and the whole thing way back in the beginning. And,
you know, I still do a lot of that stuff. Something must be wrong.
No, I tell you what, folks, here's how it manifests. Nobody else on the face of the planet, pound for pound, does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan. And Karen, I appreciate that about you. We all do. But now, big doings going on this week. Yesterday and today is the Economic Summit at the White House. You were very prominent, folks. You've heard me say this before. Karen is very well connected in Washington. When Karen speaks, people listen, including the President of the United States. And you were invited to participate in the summit, weren't you?
I did. And gosh, I was, of course, honored, because this is now my second summit. I was down in Waco for the first summit, where I was, the lead presenter for the small business session. And then for this conference, I was on the healthcare panel, moderated by Health and Human Service Secretary Tommy Thompson, and it was a great panel. And of course, healthcare I'm very passionate about. So
another member of our Brain Trust
enjoyed it, huh?
Another member of our Brain Trust was also with you there, Grace Marie Turner.
Grace Marie was there as well.
Yep.
So the
Small Business Advocate Brain Trust community was very well represented there, as well. Of course, Hector Barreto was there too. He'll be with us in just a few minutes, as you know. Karen, I want to come back to what you did specifically, but take about a half a minute or so, and tell us what this Economic Summit is all about and what is going on there.
Well, I think there was a different panels that essentially address the key issues that the president really wants to focus on to secure our economic future, and that was
like
the theme of the conference.
Like taxation, trade, things like
tax,
that?
Tax and regulatory burdens, the high cost of lawsuit abuse, financial challenges for tomorrow, preparing for the jobs of the 21st century, the general state of the economy and where we need to go. Social Security reform, certainly, that's going to be discussed today under financial challenges. So, it really discusses some very, very big issues. I mean, the president has laid out a pretty aggressive agenda, and this helps set the stage for that. I mean, he just came up a very, very tough campaign, but he rolled up his sleeves, and as he told us last night, in a little reception, he goes, we're ready to get back to work, you know what I mean? So,
right.
Which is great, because there's continuity in the agenda, and there's been progress made on several issues, and now is a time for moving forward in implementation of a lot of the important stuff that he talked about and laid the groundwork for in his first term.
Now, we got about a minute and a half before we go to the break. Get started talking to us about what you did in the healthcare section.
Well, my job really was to talk about, from the small business perspective, what needs to happen. And obviously, a lot of progress has been made, and the public policy health policy ball from a small business perspective is moving in the right direction. And obviously the president deserves enormous credit for that with the enactment of health savings accounts. But more needs to be done. So generally I talked about creating a nationwide marketplace for health coverage by letting people cross borders and buy their health care. I talk a lot about association health plans.
Yeah, that's the biggie, right?
Sense.
That's the biggie, isn't it?
Yep, enhancing HSAs to give people more access to them. I talked a lot about, you know, tax credits and incentives. And of course, I thank Secretary Thompson for all the work that he's done in creating these outreach programs and education programs focused on prevention, wellness, and healthy living. Look at a healthy America is a more productive one.
Absolutely.
And
Karen, can you hold that thought?
Cost.
Hold that. Can you stay just a little bit longer?
Sure.
All right, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. We'll be right back with Karen Kerrigan, and she's going to hand us off to the administrator in just a few minutes. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm not on the road today, but I will be tomorrow. I'm going to be in New York City. If you remember, I'm going to be on the Joey Reynolds overnight show tonight at WOR. He's invited me to come up and spend some time with him. I'm going to be doing that tonight at 1 o'clock on Eastern Time if you want to stay up. If you want to stay up that late, I don't blame you if you don't. But somebody who is on the road is Administrator Hector Barreto. He's with us right now. He's in Nashville, Tennessee. We still got Karen Kerrigan, who is the chairman of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Both of them, folks, were at the President's Economic Summit this yesterday, and Karen's going to be back there today. But let me get the administrator in here before Karen has to go. Mr. Administrator, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. And say hello to Karen Kerrigan.
Good
I know you guys
morning,
haven't
Karen.
Seen
Good morning, Administrator Barreto.
I was just telling her I want to know where we're appearing tomorrow. We saw each other in D.C. I'm in Tennessee today, but we're still doing an appearance, and who knows where we'll be tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You guys were together at the conference yesterday, and Karen was just telling us, Mr. Administrator, about the overall, a little bit of a summary of what happened yesterday and what's going to happen today, and telling us a little bit about her participation in the healthcare part of the summit. And you know, Karen, you were talking about association health plans. That's got to be one of the most important things, one of the most important public policy issues that small business owners could get their hands around that I could imagine.
You know, it is. And, really the theme of the panel was, you know, how do we create a more accessible and competitive system to give everyone, small business owners, self-employed people, and individuals, more choice in the system and to make it more affordable. So certainly association health plans played, were hit on quite heavily, as well as just creating this nationwide marketplace for health coverage. That is letting individuals cross borders and, you know, really shop on a nationwide basis for health coverage to shop for the plan that best meets their financial and their family needs. But I got to say, throughout the whole conference, really, entrepreneurship and small business, ruled the day. I mean, you know, when people are talking about the state of our economy, you know, the importance of entrepreneurs, certainly tax and regulatory burdens, how they hurt small business owners and their ability to grow and thrive, the high cost of lawsuit abuse, healthcare. And then, of course, you know, today they'll be talking about Social Security reform and private accounts, and that's important from small business because, from the payroll tax perspective.
Right.
And then preparing for the jobs of the 21st century when you talk to small business owners, finding and keeping, quality employees and certainly training the workforce to meet their operational needs. is critically important from a competitiveness perspective. So,
right.
You know, it's really been a great conference. People should watch it on C-SPAN today. It will be played again today. And then there's the ever-popular C-SPAN reruns on the weekends, if folks want to catch the rest of it.
Mr. Administrator, what are your thoughts about what happened yesterday?
Well, I want to concur with Karen. Karen's a true advocate for small business. I remember being with her in Waco for the last Presidential Economic Summit, and she did a great job there, and she did a great job for us yesterday. She understands, the same as you do, Jim, that health care and access to affordable, comprehensive health care is the number one small business issue in the country. I mean, there's a lot of things that small businesses deal with, but they're getting killed on their health insurance. So anytime that we can talk about solutions and things that this administration can do to be proactive is very important. Karen may not have mentioned to you that we were at a private reception with the president last night at the White House, and he was talking about the conference. And you know, he says it the best when he says, look, you know, the voices that are here that are speaking from around the country, they're critically important to us being able to get the job done. Mm-hmm. He says, look, the best ideas aren't coming out of Washington, D.C. They don't come from people inside the Beltway. They come from Main Street, and that's what we were hearing from yesterday.
Absolutely. Karen, I know you got to go. Thank you for being here today, and thank you for everything that you do for small business, especially for your representation of us at the White House yesterday.
Oh, my pleasure and an honor. I tell you, this is I have the best job in America, besides Hector, of course. Administrator
hey.
Barreto, he's got the number one job. But thank you all, and
Karen,
have a really nice holiday.
Before you go, give us your website, please.
www.sbecouncil.org. And then, of course, people can also visit Women Entrepreneurs Inc.
Exactly.
We-Inc.org.
Nobody does more pound for pound for small business than Karen Kerrigan. Thank you,
right.
Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
See
Happy
you later.
Holidays.
See you next time.
Take care.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Administrator. It's great to have you here. Tell us what's going on in Nashville today.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you, friend. We've done this a lot, and I love to come on your show and talk to the, you know, what you call the heroes of our economy, which are the small businesses. We're here in Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to be doing a major press conference with the governor of Tennessee, Phil Bredesen, and we're going to be announcing the business matchmaking schedule for next year, and we're very excited about it. And of course, one of the major events is going to be right here in Nashville, Tennessee, so we can get to a lot of our southern small businesses, and we're excited about being here, and we're going to talk about the things that SBA is doing to help small businesses get business from the government and get access to all the tools that they need to succeed. It's going to be a great day, a great announcement, and I'm glad that we can break the news on your show.
We're going to scoop the whole thing right here in just a few minutes, and I appreciate that, and And you mentioned getting business out of the government, folks, not just the government, but the contractors to the government. Also, you're going to have access to those guys at these matchmaking events. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Administrator of the SBA, Hector Barreto, our good friend, Tin Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad the administrator of the SBA is here. Administrator Hector Barreto is back with us. He's got some more stuff to tell us about. He didn't get to finish his story, and we've made sure that he has that opportunity, because I want to hear what he has to say. Administrator Barreto, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Hey, I appreciate your patience. You're the best.
Glad to have you back. Okay, you got some big doings going on this year that you want to tell us about.
Well, that's right. You know, we've talked about this throughout the last couple of years, about the importance of getting more business, more contracts in the hands of small businesses. And, of course, you've been a big supporter and advocate for our business matchmaking program.
Right.
And that has just been an incredible success. You know, since we started that, Jim, we set up over 23,000 one-on-one appointments
Wow.
between small businesses. And and the buyers of every federal agency and a lot of Fortune 500 companies.
What a home run that is for you and your organization.
It's been huge, but you know what? Where the rubber meets the road is the contracts. And, you know, people that have attended those events have gotten already over $26 million worth of business. Many millions more are in the pipeline, mm-hmm. and we know that we're just going to keep building on that number. And that's why today I'm announcing the schedule for the business matchmaking events that we're going to have next year. And it's just very exciting. I mentioned to you that the first one we're doing is in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right.
March
yep.
23rd to 24th, right here in Nashville. We've got a lot of the business organizations supporting it. Of course, the governor is going to be at our press conference today. The two senators, Senate Majority Leader Frist and Senator Alexander, are also supporting it. So it's going to be a great event, and I know we're going to have people coming from all over the South and all over the country. And then after that, we go to Washington, D.C. for National Small Business Week. And, of course, I know that's always on your schedule.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
You're a big part of that, and that's going to be April 26th to 28th in Washington, D.C., and we're going to do business matchmaking at the Expo, just like we did the last couple of years. And then from there, we go out to the West Coast, June 7th and 8th in Los Angeles, California, my old hometown. We're going to be there, and I know that's going to be an exciting event. We'll get thousands of small businesses out there. And then we're going to end up September the 14th and 16th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. There's a couple of major conventions, small business conventions up there, and we're going to piggyback on those
right.
to a major event. On top of all of that, we know that a lot of small businesses can't travel to an event, so we're also piloting the next phase of business matchmaking, which we refer to as virtual matchmaking.
Wow.
What that means is small businesses will be able to get appointments by phone after they go through some training.
Wow.
Our goal is to take that nationwide, but what we're going to do is we're going to pilot it in five cities around the country in the first quarter of next year, and those cities are Phoenix, Albuquerque, Kansas City, Missouri, Tampa, Florida, and Denver, Colorado.
Wow.
And I know that's going to be a home run as well. And once we're done with that pilot, we're going nationwide with
virtual
matchmaking.
Well, several of those pilot cities, I've got major presence. We've got a great race stations in several of those cities that you just mentioned. So let us know what we can do to be part of that,
well,
to get the word out.
Just consider yourself a partner on this. And it's not an accident that we're announcing this on your show, because I know that you reach so many of these small businesses.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate the time and the information that you're giving us. Folks, you heard me say this in the last hour when I was talking about business matchmaking. This is a very important thing. And so, you know, you can't sit back and say, I never get anything out of I never get any government business, and, you know, complaining about the big companies getting all the business if you don't avail yourself of this this great resource. And now that with a virtual opportunity, I see that as, Hector, in addition to the opportunity to actually do some business, I see that as a real training ground for people to get even more excited about this and actually show up for the face-to-face events.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, that's one of the things that we've learned about business matchmaking is there's a big thirst for training and education. How do I do it? You know that old saying, you can give somebody a fish and they'll eat for one day. You can teach them how to fish and they'll eat for the rest of their life.
Right.
That's what we're doing. And a lot of times when people go to these business matchmaking events, you know, they think they're going to do business with a government agency, and they end up doing business with a Fortune 500 company,
right.
or they partner with another small business, or they get a loan from one of our lender partners, or they learn something that helps them grow their business. So there's a tremendous amount of opportunity and a lot of tools available, and you're absolutely right. This we're doing these events for the small businesses because we know that all they need is an opportunity, and they can do the rest.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I told my audience about last hour, Mr. Administrator, was that I met somebody at one of the events that I was at he had literally come there to he traveled there to do some matchmaking meetings, but he considered that to be training for the matchmaking event that was going to happen a couple of months later in his hometown.
Yeah, it's incredible. I sometimes kid, and I mean this in the best way, that we're developing a whole community of groupies that are actually following these business matchmakers all around the country. And a lot of times they'll tell us, they say, listen, we could never get these appointments on our own.
Right.
And even if we could, it would take us over a year to do them. We can do in 1 or 2 days what it might take us a year to do. And so we're really demystifying the whole process. We're getting the red tape and the bureaucracy out of it, and it's no longer trying to find a needle in a haystack. These are real opportunities. This is a real program. We cannot guarantee somebody a contract, but we're going to guarantee them a trip to the plate, and we're going to give them a few swings, and they're going to do the rest.
Well, that's great news. And before we go any further, tell us how we can find out more about business matchmaking.
Well, it's always very easy. All you got to do is go to our website, sba.gov, and there's a little idol there that says business matchmaking. You can press that. But we also have a separate website just dedicated to business matchmaking. It's businessmatchmaking.com, businessmatchmaking.com, or you can go to the SBA website, sba.gov. Mm-hmm. Also, in these cities that I mentioned, our district offices will be responsible on the ground to make sure that we're facilitating all of these opportunities. So just a lot of great, great stuff going on. And, you know what I always tell our people? We got to raise the bar.
Well,
we had the best year in our history last year, but next year it has to be even better.
That's exactly. And I'll tell you, the thing about these business matchmaking events, it helps people, small business owners, to understand that in the 21st century, big companies are not our competitors. They're our partners.
Right.
Mr. Administrator, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. My microphone is your microphone. Looking forward to the next time.
Thank you, buddy.
See you.
Happy holidays to you.
You too. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, the administrator of the SBA. 20 after, I'll be right back with Jim Ostroff. He's with the Kiplinger Editors.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.